ترجمة رمز ألف لجمع رمز saying من البوبي في سنديش كي يتسلم is referring to the total of bird. And we saw in bird, there's two types of bird. There's bird of yud and a bird of tes. Bird of 10 tvachim that can kill and a bird of 9 tvachim that can just damage. You might have thought there were Papa who said that the toll is not like the av is referring to the bird of 9. The bird of 9 is a toll lot and it's not like the av. And av that kills is chayev. You're chayev to pay for the thing that died. But for a 9, if an animal died in it, you wouldn't need to pay. So you see, it's not like the av. To which the Gemara answers, no, the toll is also an av. The 9, what you thought was a toll, is really an av. It's really an av and zokin. So they're both obvious, and we're looking for a toller, which is not like the av. Here, they're both obvious. There's one av, it's called boy, and a boy is a boy of yud and a boy of 9, and they're both obvious. So we don't have a toller that's not like the av. We saw in Rashi to Mahalchim, we have to come back to Tesis, it's just we were doing a Gemara first. We will come back to Tesis, Lo Yud Ksiv. So the Gemara said, you know what? It's talking about Amrei Sakino Masoi, three lines up from the end of the Amud, with the Toldo, it's a Toldo, it's on Boy. Boy is dig, possibly says Kiyicha, Kiyiftach. You're digging here, you're not digging here, you are. You're putting a Evan down or Sakin down or Masoi down, you're putting down English as a rabbi, and those one of those things damaged. So that's a Toldo. And that's where Papa said, it's love, kiyotze, boy. Say, hechidomi. Second last line, hechidomi. What's the case? E the afkarino, if he was mafki, the Evan, the sakin, and the maso, he was mafkirit, bein the rav, bein the shmuel, hainu boy. E the loy afkarino, then it's e the shmuel, it should be a boy, e the rav, it should be a shoy. So he said, in order to understand this, we should look at the Gemara Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. So I don't know if you managed to or didn't, but I'm going to do it with you now very quickly. Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, at the very bottom, there's a Mishnah there that talks about somebody who's walking in the street and his jug broke. And in the jug was water. And a guy slipped on the water and hurt himself. The Mishnah says Chayv. Chav Ches.
Oh, Chav Ches.
The Mishnah says Chayv. So the Machloek is a Rav and Shmuel. What happened and for what are you Chayv for? Guy slipped on the water and hurt himself. Amar Yud Amar Rav. So this is Rav. Lo Yishon Rav Shatin Ful Kelo B'mayim. That what it says in the Mishnah Yechayev is talking about the Kalim got dirt. But Avo who Atzmo, if he got hurt, Potom, no need to pay for that. Karka Oilom has he kosa. So Rav holds that boy is never Chayev for Chavota, only for Hevel, that's something we learned once before. So this guy that fell and hurt himself on the ground. Ground, why should I be chayv for the ground? Because I made a boy. A boy is there's no hevel here. So I can't be chayv. So the only reason why I am chayv is for the kelim. The kelim got dirty from the water. Kelim got dirty from the water, I'm chayv to pay. Why should I have to pay for kelim with boy? Boy is not chayv for kelim.
Yeah.
Right? And here, his clothes got dirty, which are kelim. Got dirty from the water, why should I have to pay? Answer is that we're talking about a case when you weren't enough to get the water. So it belongs to the owner of the water. And although there's not chayv for boy, because boy is not for kelim, he's chayv because of shoy. Shoy is chayv even if it's your money. So you're chayv because of shoy. That's for Rav. So the chayv for the kelim, why chayv for kelim? Because of shoy. That's what Rav holds. Who had to be potter? Why is he potter? He got injured. The only reason to be mechayvin is because of a boy. And boy, it's kakoyim is a kosher. There's no hev on him. But the kelim can be mechayvin because of shor. And then Adam you're mechayvin because of shor. That's shittus throughout. Okay, we got that clear, Shua? Why is it chayv for the kelim?
Because of shor, yeah.
Because the water you own still, and the water.
The water caused him to slip.
Right. No.
And it landed on the, and the kingdom got dirty
Kelim
on
got
the
dirty
ground.
from his
It's part of the
water.
Alamar.
From his water. No, the Kelim got dirty from his water. Right? And he's going to pay for that. Just like Shoy.
You're talking about Shusharai. And so he does not offer the water more. He doesn't
He was not marketable.
So he done with a bore?
No.
The water is
The
just
jug
a
is
jug.
out.
It's
The
a
jug
jug.
broke.
It's a jug.
He still wants the
It's a
water. He
jug.
wasn't
It's
marking the water.
water.
Right?
It doesn't
His
matter.
water injured someone. Damaged property.
So we say that water is now sure.
So nobody slipped on the water, or someone did slip on the water.
Slipped on the water.
Right, and where, and the person slipped on the water, where did he land?
On the ground.
Right, not on the water.
On the water, the water doesn't hurt you.
But the water did the dirt, it's the dirt that got that sullied his
It's
scaling.
Caden.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But the cause of that was
It's not the
because
cars. It's the water. It's dirty water now. It's a
of
dirty water that dirtied this Caden.
Okay.
Right? His water. It wasn't after the water. The water got dirty. It dirtied Caden. What's that? We shame you say we're talking about silk garments which get spoiled by water going on them. Okay, so that's the story. Yeah, Yossi, you got it? He himself gets harmed. You don't need to pay for because it's Karka Olam. The only thing you need to pay for is for the Kalim, and the Kalim has. So we have to say you're high because of Shur.
If it landed on the water,
Yeah, the
then
water
who
doesn't
owns it?
hurt.
This is
Water doesn't hurt.
no.
No. People jump in water and they never get hurt. It's the ground underneath that hurts, right? Fine. Okay. Kamisu Kamei Shmuel. When they said this statement of a real Amara, right? When he said it, and I said it, sounds like it, in front of Shmuel, Omali, yeah, when I said it in front of Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said, I said this to Rav and he told me one thing. When I said it in front of Shmuel, he told me, I did, I got it from Shmuel. Michti Avnoi Sakino Masoi Miboy Lamano. Avnoi Sakino Masoi is a toldo of
What's the
boy. Since, right, it's a toldo of boy. Vekulon ani koyebehen shoy veloy odom chamoy veloy kelim. With all of them, I hold Avnoi Sakino Masoi. The rule is shoy veloy odom. So it's not shoy, it's boy. And boy, there's no liability for kelim. So what's the Mishnah? Mishnah says chayiv. Can't be going on the kelim because the kelim, there's no liability. So what is it? No, no. Michti, you have to read the whole sentence. Michti sins. It's a toldo of boy, and with all these toldos of boy, the kulon, with all these toldos of boy, ani kari bahen, I will read in them, means I will say that the statement of the halacha is, then we know, the pasuk says by boy, shoy b'loy adam, chamoy b'loy keli. That's the pasuk, that's the drosh, right? The halacha is boy, shoy yochai for. If a shoy falls in your chayiv for, v'lo yodom. Chamoy, if a chamoy falls in your chayiv for it, v'lo yikeidim. So in this story here of the water that spilt, that water is a boy, he says. It's like Amri Sakina Masoi, it's a boy. And the office of boy is that you're potter for kelim. Right? So why does the Mishnah say Yechayiv? The Mishnah says Yechayiv, what are you Yechayiv for? If it's boy, So what are you chayv? Kalim can't be, because kalim is pot. So what are you chayv for?
He's a kalim.
Who's a kalim?
Rav's a kalim.
That was Rav. Yeah, we're going to Shmuel now. It's Rav and Shmuel. Kiam Risi came in the Shmuel. When I said it to Shmuel,
when I said it,
Rav Yehuda.
When Rav Yehuda said over what Rav said,
that's a very, very personal question. Did anyone look at this tomorrow before? Oh, shit. Oh. No?
I did.
Okay. I've got a very good pizza for future. Because if I say that we should learn the Chavkes, then we should look at the Chavkes. Because
we're busy with the other page, with other
data. I understand, but I said to look at the Chavkes, it's obviously a reason, because otherwise this shit is not going to be so easy for you. That's what happened. So there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel there, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. How do we classify the Mayim? Do we classify the Mayim as Shorim? That's Rav. Or Bor, which is Shmuel. So Shmuel is saying it's Bor. And Bor, there's no Chiyah for Kalim. But yet the Mishnah there said if somebody slips on that water, you do need to pay. What do you need to pay for? If there's no Chiyah for Kalim, what are you paying for?
Why can't you say it was a mafkir or a broken leg?
Even if you're mafkir, it's still, there's no chiyuv. Because by kalim, by boy, there's no chiyuv of kalim. Boy is bottom for kalim. Right? So even whether you're mafkir or not doesn't make a difference. Because it's boy, and boy, there's no chiyuv for kalim. So the answer is, like we've been saying, and this is the big ma'amokim, that you're chayim for nezek, for odom. Although we know the rule is shoy v'loy odom, shoy is not chay, you're chay for shoy, but not for odom, in a boy, if a shoy falls in, you're chay, if an odom falls in, you're oto, right? But that's only referring to death. But for injuries, a person's still chay. So the guy slips and breaks his leg, you're chay to pay. What for? For the broken leg. What caused the broken leg? The ground. And Shmuel holds that by bo yochayv also chavota, even though it's karka oila, yochayv for it. That shit is Shmuel. So there's two chedushim in Shmuel. Number one is he holds the yochayv for karka oila. And number two, he tells you that even if it's, even if the kli, your mind, it still belongs to you, there's still a chiyuv bo. There's still a chiyuv of boy. And there will be pots of a kid.
And what's
the even though it belongs to you. Okay. It's boy. And boy, there's a ptor kid.
But you say he's still chayiv, though.
Chayiv for?
Kalim.
Take a pen and a paper. Write this down. So I've said it already a few times. Write it down. Rav holds, your Rav holds that we're talking about it's got a shor and your chayiv for kalim.
Right.
Shmuel. Right. Argues, Shmuel says it's boy, right. And boy is part of a kalim.
Right. Okay.
So what's correct? That's what I just said.
No, but the Mishnah says that
you're chayiv. So what are you chayiv for? For a broken leg. Not for the kalim. Sorry, it's boy. Boy doesn't have a chiyuv of kalim.
And the broken leg is it's.
It says sorry, v'loy odom.
Right.
That's talking about death. Lethal injuries, damaged injuries would be a okay. That's the Gemara here.
Rav also holds that it would be chayev for nezikin to be trips on the water. In other words, on the nezikin
on the Eden, that was in our story. Here we're talking about water. Water, right. Not going to hurt. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so that's we have to get that clear. Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that something which you are not mafkir is shor. And Shmuel holds that something which you're not mafkir can be bor as well. Right? So therefore Shmuel says this is bor and potter kalim. Rav says it can't be bor because you own it. Therefore it's shor and you're chay for kalim. Yes.
Okay. When we're dealing with kalim, because like kalim like a person, it's not chayav, it's putter for death. Now, kalim, if it's damaged, but let's say it's still usable,
right?
You sullied it. So if
like Mara says, it, also
you have a cost of cleaning it, wouldn't that be the same thing as a broken leg?
Yeah, it's a good question. Like Mara says, that broken kelim are also called death. It's a type of death. Why? Because the value of a kli, the life of a kli is its value. So if its value went down,
it's not zero.
If its value went down, means that much of its life was killed.
Okay.
So that's that. The Gemara says, "Shvirason zui misoson." Its breakage is its death. I mean, whatever goes down in value, you've really killed that section. It's not going to come back to life, right? So you've killed that section. I'm saying, if by an animal, animal has life, or a person has life. So made by a person, there's a din. If you kill him, if it gets killed by the boy, no chiyuv. If it gets injured, it is a chiyuv. Okay, so that's Rabban Shimon. We just have to remember it. It's kedai to write it down because you get mixed up and you forget. Just say, oh, then something depends on if you're on it's down says. Yes, Yossi, write it down already. It's hard. We can only try and help. Rav Hold. What's Rav Hold, Yossi? No?
Rav Holds.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, something which you're not mafke, something which you weren't mafke, is not boy, it's shoy. Right? And Shmuel, even if you are not mafke, it comes under the category of boy. And you really have to understand why each one holds the opposite. I mean, Rav holds that something which you are not mafke is not boy, it's shoy. Why shouldn't it be boy? Why should not be boy?
Because
you go
perfectly
distance.
You're
right. So Rashi here says, it's Rashi Lachafes, it's like a group of Tobit, that Rav holds a Chiddush. That something which you're not mafki cannot come under the category of boy. Boy is in Rishus. Rav in Dafka, something which is in your property or you own, can't come under the category of boy, which is a tremendous chiddush, because we know if it's in my property, we have these forests, I wasn't enough grid in order for you to get into that. I just have to pay for injuries, all that. I didn't expect you to walk so near to my rishus. But hey, a guy's going down his bike in the middle of the street. Yeah, somebody else is walking around along the street, he's got full right to walk in the street, trips up on the bike, and yet Rab would say, no. That's not boy. Why is my bike?
For sure,
but not for boy.
On that case, what are you trying
to do? Whether it would be a chiv or boy or not.
No, I'm not going to be.
First one in Lomdus. First one in Lomdus. How would you characterize such a thing? Come to Russia. Russia understood it here. You're only chai because of shor, not because of the book. Mm-hmm. Also, what's enough kamina? Because if we know this din of Rav, the Rav is chai in this case because of shor, but not because of the book, can we infer therefore, if somebody digs a pit and it's just a rabbin, the Rav would say, you're not chai. If you dig a pit, sorry, and it's just a yochid, where the Rav would say, you're chai for book. If it's true that Rab said that it can't be chai for this bike for boy because you own it, then we've got a clear eye that Rab would hold that boy that you own, you're not chai for boy. Even the case where there won't be a chai of shoy. If I dig a pit in my own shoes, there's no shoy. My own shoes is not chai. Shoy has to be tough get out of my shoes. And the guy falls in. I dig a pit next to the shoes of Rabbi. The guy falls in. Would I be chai? So if that's true, what Rav just told us, then Rav would say there'd be no chiyuv whatsoever. Not for shoy, not for boy. Shoy my rishus am not chayiv for, and boy I own, so I wouldn't be chayiv. That's what, based on the lomdus, we get to an afkamin of halacha. But Rav, that's what Rav told us. It's very hard sort to hear. Rav says something which you own is excluded from boy, based on some posuk, which is hard to hear. Torah only said you're chayv for boy if you own it. Tosis is cholikan on this. Tosis holds that Tosis down the chafkes. Rav never said that it's not on boy. Rav said it's also shoy. I never said that something which you don't own, something which you own can't be boy. It is boy. A boy is part of a kelim. I'm going to say that you chayav for kelim because it's also showing you own it. So it's also showing. Right? That's what Tosfos holds. Remember, Machlokes say Rashi and Tosfos, we're going to see in the Pimal comes again. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos by a boy that you own. According to Rav, is it only show or is it both boy and show? Is it only show? It can't be boy because boy has to be the you don't own. Or is it both boy, but besides being boy, of course it's a boy, but besides being boy, it's also show. Now, if you mean a chai for kid, that's Rav's all, Rav shit. Right, you know it? Come to Rav, if you own it, it's sure.
You say it's
only bifurcated.
So you go back to the case of what's wrong here, or which is the other.
Somebody thinks that boy right next to the Rishus Yara, and somebody falls in. What would Rav say? Chayv or Potter? So according to how Rashi understood, Rashi said Rav holds if you own it, it can't be boy. Cannot be boy.
Are you sure?
Well, it can't be Chayv for sure either because it's showing my own shot. So you said the only chai for sure if it goes out of your shoes and damages somewhere else. In your own shoes, you don't have to look after your own animals. I've got no need to look after my animal to stop it from injuring people that shouldn't be there.
Is there a swar?
I didn't make a takal. I didn't cause any injury. I've got my animals. I don't need to look after my animals to stop them from people coming in. We have Mishnah they talk about. Yeah. But so it's not going to be a case where Rav would say, no key whatsoever. You dig a pit along the edge of Rishus Rabim in your Rishus. So it's your property, so there's no boy.
So it's about like it's the middle of your property, the circle, but on the edge adjacent to Rishus Rabim.
Right. No key whatsoever. Because it's no key for boy, because it's my property. And no key for show, because it's my property. Right? That's if you learn that anything that you own can't be boy. Right? It could be that's not what Rav meant. In fact, that you own it can also be boy. The chiddush is that boy is part of a kedem. The chiddush is it's not just boy, it's also show. Since you own it, it's also show. So therefore, if I put my bike down in the street and somebody trips up on it, tam boy, I won't be chayiv from the kedem. Right? Because the boy is pot for Kaden. But the time show I'll be chayv on the Kaden. Right? If somebody trips up on it and breaks his vase that he's holding, I'll be chayv to pay for that.
Because bicycle is passive.
Right. Right. But that's show. It's mowing. Right.
He's only able to show himself that that's not doing anything.
Right. Right.
In the case of shore, it's totally passive.
It's a shiddle of two things we're going to see today. So, yeah, the very good you're able to put that people together. Yeah?
Even though Shoy is not very much, isn't it?
Shoy?
Shoy is not as Karen.
Karen's happy.
It's based on Karen. Yeah. Is there a Tam aspect?
Very good. Tiz is going to say there's no Tam by you.
Oh, that's right.
Tiz is going on with this. There's no Tam by you. Right? Very good. Okay, so that part is. And you want air conditioning on?
No.
You don't want air conditioning on?
No.
It's just a mental way.
Okay. Fine. Okay, now we're going to Shmuel. Small holds. If you have something which you own, what's the din?
Boy,
why not show? You own it. Why not show?
Well.
And let it be shown as well.
No, it's small.
Can now think a bit, and then why can't it be showed?
What's his moment sufficient? Because it doesn't have
a moment. Why? I've said already why. Huh? You just said it beforehand.
You didn't know what he
said. Once I say it, you'll say, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, well, just tell me up.
Thank you. You said show goes and damages. This is staying still. That's not show.
That's what
Thomas said. That's nothing to do with show. Show goes and does things. Balchai, it's goes, come on, Hazik, all different things. It's an active damager. This isn't, this can't be show. This is boy. Okay, so Shmuel holds its boy. Shmuel holds its boy. It, since he holds his bow and not show, it's not show. Since the bow and not show, if Kalim get damaged, there won't be a chiyuv. Right? According to Rav, Kalim get damaged is a chiyuv because it's show. According to Shmuel, if Kalim gets damaged, there's no chiyuv because it's a bow. And a bow, there's no chiyuv. Say that. So, I wonder if we're going through the Gemara Rashi there. Since.
But it's half the shares, not triggered when we're dealing with a board or something that has not been hefker. If it's still, if it's been hefker, then it's all, everybody agrees it's a board.
So if it's hefker, it can't be sure.
Hmm?
If it's hefker, it can't be sure.
Oh, right. That's true, too.
Right. Okay. So let's go over to the Gemara then, Daf Gimel, back to the Gemara. So here he done. We said we put down Amri Sikin Masoi, Shanir Mushazrab, Vizika. Here he done. He Daf Gimel, if he was Mafkir. Back to Daf Gimel on that.
I know, but. Oh,
the last one, no, the last one. Give it on that.
Okay.
He Daf Gimel, if he was Mafkir, it's. Bein Ram, Bein Shmuel. If it was mafkir, this avni sakin and masoi. Also, come to Rav. What's the din if you're mafkir? Even if you put it in shisram, what's the din? It's a boy. Come to Shmuel. What's the din if you're mafkir? And even if you put it in shisram,
awesome.
It's a boy. So if it's a boy, then it should be the same as the av. I know boy. Either the mafkir, you know, if it was not mafkir, so the even belongs to him. No, what's the din? Come to. According to Rav, if you're not mafkirit, what's the din?
Sure.
It's a show. Yeah. Tell me a show. Clayton. Clayton actually tastes it. Whether it's a show and a boy or just a show. We'll see in Rashi which way you don't hit. Either right, and according to Shmuel, what is it? If you are not mafkirit,
still a boy.
Still a boy. Either mafkirit or either Shmuel, Dama, Kulomi, Boyle, Madno, Hainu, boy. That's boy. Either Rav. Because it's simple translation.
No.
Why? No. Because it's important. It is important. No.
Okay.
Either Rav.
Translating the words for us.
No, Yossi. It's so important now. I read it to break out a bit. Go a bit higher. Permit Yossi. You read past the stage of simple translation of the word.
You have people in this year.
We do not know how to translate the word. I'm saying the reason you think you do, Yossi, you think you need the translation.
No,
you
think you need it. I know it.
I'm telling you, if you would snap out of that, you would move a little bit higher, you would suddenly say, hey, those words I knew without translation. You don't need me to translate the words. E means if you know that already, and Deloitte means not. You know that already. You know those words.
What's the word? Kulam lama mibo lavak.
Okay, that's the word.
What's the word? What's it? Kulam mibo
lavak. Okay, fair enough.
What's it? Kulam? Is it referring to Avnos and Kinomaso? Kulam mibo lavak is a very generic kind of a statement. Kulam. What's it? Kulam.
Okay, I beg your forgiveness, Yossi, but we just translated this word in the Chavches. We just. Did that, those words of the is a quote from Daf Rav Ches. So you're right, I didn't translate it, I translated it 5 minutes ago, but if you want, I'll translate it again. Either Lafkirin, if he was not Mafkirit, either Shmuel, if referring, if we open Shmuel, the Omar, he said, Kula, that all types of damage, things are damaged, whether you're Mafkirit, whether they're not Mafkirit, then. Me Boy Lamando, the we learn that from Boy, whether you're Mafkirit or not, we learn that from Boy. Hainu boy, so it's included in boy. Ile Rav, and if we go like Rav, Dama Kulom Mishor Lemano, that learns that Amle Sakhir Masoi, that you were not from Afki. You learn from Shoy, Hainu Shoy, that Shoy. So, Avnei Zekin Masoi, according to Shmuel, either Layachkin, so Kulam is going on Avnei Zekin Masoi, either Shmuel, the Amar Kulam, Avnei Zekin Masoi, that you were not Mafki. Me boy, the man you'd learn from boy, Hainu boy. We either Rav, according to Rav, the Amar Kulam, Mishoi, the man, that you learn them all from Shoi, Hainu Shoi. That means Avnei Zekin Masoi, that you were not Mafki, you learn from Shoi, so Hainu Shoi. So what does it mean to say it? Now we say, my shnot boy. My shnot boy, shekein tchilas asiyas lenezek. Umamayin chashmur salach. Haninami tchilas asiyas lenezek, umamayin chashmur salach. So at this stage in the Gemara, what we said was, we had Rav, we had spoken about things with Trefka, the old boy. We spoke about things that were not hefker. We said, according to Shmuel, that's boy. And according to Rav, that's shoy. And then the Gemara carries on, my shnor boy. The Gemara doesn't talk about shoy. The Gemara doesn't say, my shnor shoy, shekein, kamalat shekein, namayin chashmur salah. The Gemara goes straight to boy. Because shoy, we already discussed. Shoy we discussed. Now, based on the base, we know toddlers of Shoy, they're like Shoy, so we don't need to discuss that. Rather, here we're now discussing Boy. The toddler Boy, we thought maybe the toddler Boy should be like the toddler Boy should be like the, should we not be like the app, should not be like the app. And now we're saying, no, Maish not Boy, what's the difference between Boy? She came, Tchilas Asiyos, and then somebody digs a pit. His tchilas asiyos and ezek started right from the onset. It has a shame mazik to it. From a moimcha, oshmios elecha, haninami. These things also of avnoi sekin masoi tchilas asiyos and ezek. Tchilas asiyos and ezek. What's that mean? From the very beginning, they're a mazik. And Evan's a mazik. From the very beginning, it's a mazik.
A knife,
you put in the knife's a mazik, a knife I used to cut my apples with.
Yeah, but it's also depends on how it's being used.
Not every show is also like that. The show also depends on how it's used.
Once you put
it
in
the show. It doesn't have a din, tchilas asiyos and means from the onset, it was already a mazik.
Right, you have it in your drawer, it's fine. But
no, so it wasn't from the onset a mazik. So what does it mean here? Tchilas asiyos and from the onset, it's a mazik. No. I was ignoring you for a reason. I wanted to. No, no, I'm saying it's good. It's just realize it. Tchilas asiyos ha'nezek says Rashi Achidush. Tchilas asiyos ha'nezek means from the moment it was put in Rishus HaRabim, it's a mazik. Exactly. Tchilas asiyos ha'nezek doesn't mean from when it was made, as a boy, as soon as you make it, it's a shame mazik. It doesn't mean that. It means from the moment it was in Rishus HaRabim, it's a mazik.
So as soon as you put your
can
on somebody else's field,
the monster creates. That's not necessarily a mazik necessarily, because it still can just walk and not eat. Right? As you can hear, a bow, it's there. If somebody falls in, it damages. Right? Or then somebody puts a thing, somebody trips on it, it'll damage it. So that's tchilas asiyosa lenezik. Oh, thanks, Rashi, for the chat. Tchilas asiyosa lenezik means from the very onset of it being where it is le nezek. No, so Avnei Zekin Masoi shares the same characteristic as boy. It's chilas asiyos le nezek. It's memoincha or shmir asoy alecha. How do you translate memoincha?
It's owned. It's money. It's
probably
owned.
It's owned. I thought we were talking about Hefker.
I thought we were talking about where it's not Hefker. It's not
coming Hefker. Back on both cases, we said Idafkirino, it's a boy. Idafkirino, come to Shmuel, it's a boy. My Shmuel boy. It's coming in case of both cases which we said about when it was Hefker and not Hefker. So what do you mean by Mamunifa? It's not Mamunifa, it's Hefker.
Isn't the
Kiddush
of Bor, the Torah
assigns you ownership? Right. So Torah is going to say, Mamayim Chol Abdafka. Doesn't mean it. It means the Torah put it in the Rishis. It's a Mamayim Chol Abdafka. It's Chilas Asiyos HaNezek, Ushmiroson Olecho. And therefore, of course it should be the same as the Av. So don't tell me it's not the same as the Av, it should be the same as the Av. So Rav Papa couldn't have been speaking about the Toldo of Bor. El Toldo the Bor, Kibor. So the Toldo Bor is like Bor, and Rav Papa wasn't speaking about Bor, he was speaking about something else. Come Rav Papa, Toldo the Mavek. Okay, very good. That's the end of this part. So what says, before we start Rashi, Shakar Tav, the Sugya, the Gemara says, Shmuel must be talking about Toldo of Bor. What's the Tolda? Avnei Sakina Masoi. Why is it a Tolda if it's not written in the Torah? And the Gemara says, I don't understand it. If Avnei Sakina Masoi, if Shmuel's talking, if a Papa is speaking about Avnei Sakina Masoi, if it was from that case, which were Mafkir and it's Mamish Bor, just like Bor, everyone agrees, Yechayev. So to the Tolda should be Yechayev. There's no Mokim to be Machali. If you were Mafkir, then according to Rav, tell me in a second what you think. In a second, just finish off the sentence. According to Rav, if you want Mafkir, according to Rav, that's Shoy. Well, we know about Shoy already. I'm not even going to speak it out because we know about Shoy. Now, what do we say about Shoy? And just say the Av is Mamein Choshros Elachov. So to the Tolis, Mamein Choshros Elachov, of course you're going to be high for Shoy. I don't have to speak out to you. But if you weren't mafkir, if according to Shmuel holds that even if you weren't mafkir, it's boy. So there's no reason to be differentiate between boy and this Toldo, because they're all the same. So Meile, Tchilas Asiyos and Ezek, there's no reason to differentiate, and therefore Poshet should be Chayev like the Av. Yes, what were you saying, Yossi?
I'm just asking if once we say myself, myself, once we define this bowl, we can't somehow call them a Toldo of bowl.
They are Toldos. Sure.
So we're calling bowl how much bowl? It's a Toldo or it's
a Toldo?
These cases are Toldo?
Yeah, Toldo. But it's not a Toldo that's going to have any difference in our life to the Av.
No differences at all.
Why? Because it's
Chilas Atzeres. No halakhic differences.
Yeah, obviously.
You don't have to get the 10 or 9 or they want distinctions on that.
Huh?
You don't have to make distinctions between a killer Toldo and a non-killer Toldo. I mean,
We're not talking about Tesla, we're talking about Avnei, Sakina, and Masoi.
Right.
And
that's not relevant
to
that discussion.
Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. So let's see Rashi. Avnei, Sakina, last narrow line. Avnei, Sakina, Shenichon, Bishus, Rabim. He placed him in Shuzurabim Benitkelu Behem Bnei Odom. And Bnei Odom tripped up on them. And got injured by them. Yes, very good. Rashi doesn't have to say, didn't actually say they fall on top of them. Nitkelu Bohem on them. But Vezikr Lohem sounds like they actually caused the damage as opposed to falling on the ground. That's a very good deal, because like Tosis is going to tell us very soon that Rav holds Bo Yochai 4.
Or
do Rav Bo Yochai 4? Hevel. Only Hevel. Go to Rav in Bo Yochai for Hevel. So why should we chai for if you got damaged? So Tosis is going to tell us, but Rav agrees if you fall on them and they cause the damage, then he can't take Kakoi. Of course, it would be chai. So Meziko Lehem, very good. These Avonim cause injury to the guy that fell on it. Dafkirino Shav Kiron. Venosim Shav Sarab. Peter Abin Shmuel. Well, I just said Rav holds that Bor, you only have a Bor if it's the Hevel that caused the injury. Because Rav holds that if you dig a pit, the ground is Karko Ilo. So I'm not chayef for that. Nothing to do with me. It's karko ilo.
He wasn't here for that. No, but actually, it has to be the Torah. I think the boil it back down to ownership. Because Karpo, according to Rav, he owns the Hevel because he created, in a sense,
created. We're going to talk about the next slide in here. First of all, the basics, yeah?
Okay.
There are holes that by Karka Oilam, you can't be high for the ground, and it's not mine. Therefore, Rav holds a reason higher because you brought this Hevel. Are you digging the pit? You made that Hevel. And the Hevel's what injures, the Hevel's what kills, and that's what you put.
That error.
So, yeah, so the problem that is if you have something above ground, there's no Hevel. So how could it be that you tried to pick? So if he falls on the actual stone, then it was my stone that caused it. It wasn't a ground, it was there. I put the stone there. It's my stone that caused it. Even Rav agrees with you.
Only that. Like, are you sure about something?
It's a back. In the back, you fell on the back.
Back's a big thing. Guy falls it. Falls down. Pedal sticks into his face.
Yeah.
Right. The pedal sticks into his teeth. Picks his teeth again.
Yes, you got us. What's your problem?
This is yours.
You want to get a little commission to those, yeah?
So even Rambo, Rambo's in it's the Hevel of the boar. So what difference does it make if it falls under like itself?
Because why does Rambo hold the Hevel as opposed to the ground? The ground has nothing to do with me. What I did was I removed the bottom, but that ground was there. It's not my thing. Hevel is my thing. Sure, I was like, well, Rambo's. I own that, whatever. It's my thing. I mean that. I created it. I mean,
you really created the bike. Awesome.
Putting the bike there, it's my that injury. I placed it. Right? So it's me. It's not the ground. It's me. So Rav wasn't. So that's the deal. Ezekiel and they themselves cause damage onto Rav. Certainly has to be. That Tosis speaks this out at the bottom of the page. Very good. Afgirino. Next Rashi. Shevgiron. The Noslon Bashus Rav. Mafkir to place in a Shazarabi.
I was wondering why he put it in that order, as opposed to Katan the Shuda Abim Beit Kila.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. The Chayy is Mafkir, even after, as we see from Mafkir after it also. Ben Rabbi and Shmuel, the Pligi, the Peg, and Menech Zakat, both Rabbi and Shmuel will argue that Peg. Haina boy, the Trevayu Omul, they both said, Kol Takor, Shehivkir, any Takor, that person was Mafkir, Nafke Lom Mi Boy, the Chai, we derive from Boy the Chai. Kech the Boy, Chiyuvo, Vishus Rabbi Mi, just like in the Boy, the chiyuv is in a shusarabi, dava hefker. Kedomina, the kamam peg shoshanog in a saporo. Like we're going to say, or we learned already in that peric, that person's chayav for boy, even in shusarabi, because the posuk said, ke'al iske kriyo psicha boy. The posuk said, the reason why you're chayav is not because you own it, but rather because you dug it, or you opened it. I've called Takola. So to every Takola, Shevkir, the person with Mafke, is Chayef. So Rav, Shmuel, hold that anything you're Mafke, you're going to be Chayef for Midin Boy. Either the Afkirino, on the beat, either the Afkirino, the Shmuel, the Omer Hossel, the Menech is a cat. According to Shmuel, who said that, Kol Takola Boyu. Every Takola is a boy. Afal Gam, the Loy Afkir. Even if he was a mafkir, I know boy. So that's a boy. All around the Oma called Takolo, Shelo Yifkiro. Any Takolo that he was not mafkir, Mishoyla Manu, we learn that from Shoy. Mashoy Shuman Moinoi. Just like Shoy, that's your moment. Now here Rashi speaks out, but the Gemara doesn't speak out. Rashi speaks out the point that we know, I know Shoy, meaning what? Just like show if it's your money. I've called my name Hizik Chayim. So too, all your money for damages is Chayim. I know show. Velav told the boy ninu. It's not the boy. This is Rashi Shuta, which we mentioned on the Chavches. Rashi holds that according to Rav, if somebody puts something down which you own in a Shuta Rabbi, it cannot come under the category of boy. It's the total of Shoy. Hainu Shoy veloy boy. Oh, that's also Shoy. Rashi is clearly not. Hainu Shoy veloy velav total the boy ninu. And the Shoy. Oh, Maniel, we already said Toldo to Shoy is Shoy. We already said earlier that every Toldo to Shoy is like Shoy. So there's no harm. I mean, according to Rav, Rav holds, if you're not Mafkrit, it's called Din of a Shoy, there's no harm in the Papa was speaking about. Why?
We
already dealt that Toldo to Shoy is like Shoy. Right? That's what Rashi's teaching us. The Gemara doesn't speak this out. The Gemara doesn't speak out that we said earlier that the total of Shoy is like Shoy. Rashi says that's what the Gemara means. Haino Shoy means what we learned earlier. The Haino Shoy meaning what? That the total of Shoy is like Shoy. So Mamela, if come to Rav, you own this, it's already been said earlier that the total of Shoy is like Shoy. Right? There's a tremendous difficulty here. Mamish is pliatzon on Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Mamish. Can't get further. Pashup Shat. What we say? Your Papa said some told us about Haimi Yad. Right?
She's already done it down.
So we said, Shoy, dealt with it. Right? Karen, we dealt with. Shen, dealt with. Greg, dealt with. Boy, also dealt with here. And so we said, no, once in there is something here. This is a type of a shoy. Why is this? I put down a boy. I'm going to get him to say that I'm not mafkid. Not mafkid. Type of a shoy. So maybe that's what Papa was speaking about. So no, Papa already told us earlier that we've already said earlier that told us of shoy is like shoy. Told us of Karen is like Karen.
So why?
Right?
So why even suggest it in the first place?
I mean, no, it's speaking out. It's not so simple. I've got a deeper question. We already said earlier that Toldo of Shoy is like Shoy, so Mela, there's no way that this thing could be what Papa was speaking about. Why not? Why was Toldo the Shoy Kishoy? Do you remember the Gemara there? And that based on advice?
There's no more car. She knows all of that. It's nice.
Eight lines up in the end of base of a base. Might not care. The Kalanosa lehazik. Over my Hoshmosa lehazik. Hani nami, the Shikha, Vita, Vita. Hani nami, Kalanosa lehazik, over my Hoshmosa lehazik. The question was that the reason why we knew that these toldos are not like the Av, are like the Av. It's because they're exactly like the Av. The Av was Kavanos and the Hazik. Shmimaincha, Shmos and Lecha, it's Mamele, they're like the Av. Oh, but this Av is a kid of a soy that you haven't been mafki, so it belongs to you. It's Kavanos and Hazik.
Yeah.
It's Kavanos and Hazik, what are you talking about? It's sitting there.
Yeah.
It's Bechalal Doimah to the Av. The Av is a Balachai that goes and does things. It's Kavanos and Hazik, it's Neshicha, it bites, it repeats her. Beita, all these things that it's doing with Kavanah to damage. So of course it's like the Av. I mean, this boy that you put it, he left it there. No Kavanah in the Hazik here. Where's the Kavanah Hazik? No Kavanah Hazik, it's not doing it to the Av. Maybe this is what her Papa said. Maybe this is the case that her Papa said it's like the Av, it's not like the Av. Yesh man, there's some that have and some that don't. This is the one that doesn't. Says Rashi, no. We said earlier already that the total of Karen is under Karen. Those things we said, they're not here in my kesher. Such a stack of cash, you can't move. Oh, but show you, I'm on the L, the total of the Shoy Kishoy. Yeah, those we did, because they're exactly the same. We said the total of Karen is like Karen. Because it was Kavanos and Azi, the total of Shem is like Shem because it's Anna, the total of Rig is like Rig because it was like Imanzi. But this doesn't have fit into it at all. This is not like Keren Shenorega. There's no Kavala Lahazik. No.
The same way we said it's not really Mamonko. This is not really Kavala Lahazik.
So let me tell you something. Once it's not really like that, then it could be that's why the Torah doesn't have a din. Yeah.
But it's there's no way that the Torah wouldn't have been the highest to putting out.
Why not? Why not? So, okay, so I have Baba. Baba said there's some things that Torah wasn't machai. Avadi, you have to look after it, but there's no clear moment for it. Why is Pshan the Gemara?
Whose question is this?
Whose question? But he sure asked this question. He's got tremendous arichas to answer it his way. But there's a very, very simple Gishmak Pshat in translation. How did you translate the words of a Baba? Yesh mehen ki yotze behen. How do you translate the words? Yesh mehen ki yotze behen. Fourth line down on basement base. Yesh mehen ki yotze behen. How do you translate the words?
There are things that are similar to them.
There are of what that are similar to what?
There are like the apples that are similar to that, but not exactly.
This is two behens. Yesh mehen ki yotze behen. Yesh mehen lav ki yotze behen. What's the mehen and what's the bohen? Yesh mehen ki yotze bohen.
They are told that they come out from the app.
Right, so that's one way you could read it. Now, our toldos, which are similar to av, and our toldos are not similar to av. And if so, the question is very stark. But it's, Menachem says it's not the way to read it. Yesh mehen, there are ovos that have kiyotz mehen. There are ovos that have toldos like them. But yesh mehen, there are ovos that don't. That's what Papa said. There's ovos that do and the ovos that don't. But within the ovos, there won't be a chiluk. That means if the Papa said that there is an av kiyotz mehen, that means there are ovos that the toldos are the same. And there is an R, but the Torah is not the same. That means, says Reb Nachum, if we would find in Keren that the Torahs of Keren, four of them, there might be more than four, but four of them are like the R, then Reb Papa wasn't speaking about it. Reb Papa says, there is, that out of all the obvious we have, let's say there's four obvious, some of them the Torahs will be like them, and some of them the Torahs won't be like them. That means if I would find by Kerem that the Toldos, or find Toldos which are like the Av, then that's obviously included in the categories of the Obeis where the Toldos are like the Av. If I would find, yeah, that means we know the Shicha, Revitza, Be'ita. What was the fourth one? I keep on forgetting that one. Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Be'ita. We know those are like the Av. Right? So Yesh, Sezedra Papa, you know, we want to know what's the din of Ovis. Do the Toldos have the same din as the Ovis? So he said, some Ovis, their Toldos are like them. Some Ovis, their Toldos are not like them. Okay? So if I find in one Av that the Toldos are like them, then it has to be all the Toldos are like them. But that's what Papa said. Some Ovis, the Toldos are like them. And some Ovis, the Toldos are not like them. So Papa didn't say some Ovis, some of the Toldos are like them and some of them are not. He didn't say that. He said, some Ovis, the Toldos are like them, and some Ovis, the Toldos are not like them, uniformly. So, well, you don't need to look at every single Toldo and work out whether it would be like it. Look in Keren. In Keren, are there Toldos that are like the Av? Right, they are. So, Papa wasn't speaking about this Av. But the Papa said, there are Ovis, some Ovis, the Toldos are like them. And some obvious, the Toldos are not like the obvious.
Categorically,
yeah. Right? So, if I find that by Keren, the Toldo is like Keren, then it has to be across the board like Keren. Even on things that you might have thought otherwise. right? So this animal, this boy, which is a shor, I would have thought, and maybe it's not like the other, doesn't help me. But since I know this other tortoise is not like the other, Rav Papa said that some obvious, the tortoise are not like the others. And the other obvious, the tortoise are like the others. So if I find in this arm the tortoise like the arm, then it has to be, this is one of the obvious that categorically the tortoise are like the arm.
How do you understand, right? When we finally
got there yet.
Okay.
We got there. That's going to be sticky part. It's not really. It'll be good after. Yeah. Okay. So what did Papa say? Yesh mehem ki yetz mehem. Out of the four obvious, let's say, I'm making up numbers, it's not true. Two of them, the toldos are like the other. Two of them, the toldos are not like the other. That's what Papa said. Yesh mehem ki yetz mehem. All the obvious, some have toldos like them. All the obvious, some the toldos are not like them. So what happens if you go a case, you find an arc, well, I know four of them are like them. So what would be of the other tallest in the half? Would they be like them or not be like them? Would it be like the half or not be like the half?
The first four were like the half?
Yeah.
Or did this one have to be wrong?
But this logic, they all have to. Says Rashi, this taller, actually, I could have thought this taller would not be like the half. Doesn't help you. Because I know already all the other obvious, all the other tallest of Karen are like the half. So this one also has to be. Because that's what Papa said. Rav Papa said, there are always that have told us like them, and there are always that don't have told us like them. He didn't say some told us are like the Av and other told us are not like the Av, like the Reuven said.
But still, this one doesn't fit.
That's like I'll comfort him. Papa wasn't speaking about it. This is a told of the Av. This is the told of the Av. You've got a question, why should it be a told of the Av? I've seen tastes. This is a told of the Av. Rav told us. This is a told of shirt. Because it's your mom. It's not Kavanah, so he's going to speak that. We have to still speak. That's a stage earlier. Rav told us this is a told of the other. How many so is shirt? We have a question now. Maybe it's sure they don't have to pay for. Maybe it's what Papa said that told us not like the Av. Told or not like the Av, meaning it is a told, but it doesn't have the same din as the Av. It's a told, it's true. Told. We're accepting it. It's a told of show. It's a told of show. Why is it a told of show? We'll see why. We'll get to tastes. It's a told of show, it's your money, it's a told of show. That's number one. It is a told of show. Now we've got a question. Okay, it's a told of show, but maybe this doesn't have the dinim of the show. Maybe it doesn't have the dinim of the Av. Maybe there's no chiv. Rav Papa told us some don't have the chiv. Maybe this one's not. Answer is, since it's part of a told of show, and the other told us of show do have the din of the Av, so Rav Papa said, he never said that within one Av, some told us yes, some told us not. He never said that. He said there are some always that the told their told us don't follow the pattern of the Av. But this Av, the told us does follow the pattern of the Av. So all of its tallest follow the pattern of and therefore the din is it is chayv. Follow that? That's the answer. Peshur has got tremendous arichas to answer it. I'll be long and longest, which doesn't work with Rashi. Peshur has never bothered about that. But we're not going to do that. That's an halakha which can work in Pesach Shabbos. That the Rashi said, we said earlier the toldos of the show is like the show, meaning we said earlier that four toldos are like the obvious. Four toldos of show are like the show, are like the Av. If so, then this automatically must also be like the Av. Because the Papa said there are some Av obvious, some of the obvious the toldos follow them, some of the obvious the toldos don't follow them. Well, this arm, the Torah did follow it. So if so, categorically, it follows. Yeah. Okay, then the Gemara carried on. Afilu v'shmol, we're carrying on the Rashi on this third line, narrow line. Afilu v'shmol, nami, dama, Torah, devoy, ninu. Even if it comes to Shmuel, it said the Torah, devoy,
Still.
My chos is the ikme milsa de apope. I told the boy, why should you establish a papa to my boy? It's exactly the same as that the av. My shno boy, the chayiv, shkein tchilas asiyos and ezek. Hani nami tchilas asiyos. Tchilas ma shenasu boy. Tchilas ma shenasu boy. The moment it became a boy, the haino kishon chur shome was placed there in the shesirabim. Hoyu oydim the nezek. It was then designated to cause harm. It was already standing there, ready to cause harm. Okay? Very good. That's the end of the Gemara of Rashi. In a kudah that we have to remember, Rashi told us here that the tolda of, if it's owned by somebody, kontirav, it's shor and not boy. We get to taste the sitas in another. It's shor and not boy. It's only shor. How can it be shor? You own it. So I'm seeing toes, how do you get to that? How can it be shown? Not boy. That's his taste. Okay, Mirchem on Tuesday, we'll be learning tastes low yud ksiv. And please, I ask you as far as I can. Please try and prepare what we're learning. Low yud ksiv, low test ksiv. These tastes, you should have a knowledge of what it's saying before shit starts.
Is that why this one?
No, you see, that's what we'll do on Tuesday. I don't think we'll do more than that. There's a lot to talk about there. And there is still after the next thesis, which we spoke about today already. And there's thesis, given on the other base, which also is going to take us a little bit of time. The top thesis there. The thesis after that we spoke about already. It's so good we have to learn. But this long thesis, please try and prepare. To get it, knowledge what's going on before we see. A little bit of compromise. Yeah, no, I'm happy to make a compromise. In the words like he said, I could kula mishamano, I shouldn't translate that. I must have it. But
people know all the words. It's that readers are torrent. Even more than English should be too fast to digest what's going on.
Okay, fine. I can read slow, that's fine as well. I can read slow as well. Right, okay, fine. All right, I'll read slow. I don't plan to translate the words like be, deloy, but you're quite right in pointing out kulon mishen amadu should be translated, just we had translated, okay. Okay, I can look for excuses if I want. But, yeah, we've already reached the stage where we know the translations are the Deloy. Okay, you're saying the translation helps you slow down.
No, the brain is expecting the Rav to translate the words. No, sometimes so. The Rav explains words and then he skips on words. It's like, I thought you were going to say that word and you go on to the next one. And then you'll say, and you talk about a topic. It's hard to check. It's just hard to follow. That's my personal.
I think
it's Mars. There's
concepts
out there.
Okay.
I just cut down my drink. Of
what?
I cut down my drink. It's not now. Yeah, fine.
Okay. Sorry, I lost my patience, but I apologize. I shouldn't have, but what can I do? Sure, why do you not know what it is? So you came.
Yeah, as long as I try to prepare, we should try. We haven't been there.
All right, okay, fine. Sorry, also for getting it, losing my patience. I apologize. What do we do today? Oh my god. 3A, 3B. Thank you.